Wyoming.
The Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 10th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
They say that some people really have a way with words. Other people know have way. Well, the same goes for you trying to sell that used 4x4 dirt bike, side-by-side, or riding mower. Heck, even things like chainsaws or generators. You need to get that machine to Hando's Consignment Yard and talk to Hando's about their consignment program. Their programs that even market it for you to get it sold even faster. Let the guys who sell stuff sell your stuff. Hando's Service Center and Consignment Yard on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Is your AC working? But only kind of. Well, it's time to call Carl's Heating and Air Conditioning. He'll cool your house faster than you can say, "Why is the dog lying on the tile again?" But hey, Carl doesn't just battle heat. He also tackles radon mitigation. Because what's worse than being hot and cranky? Breathing radioactive gas while being hot and cranky. Don't sweat it. Carl's got this. Find Carl's Heating and Air Conditioning in the Country Bounties business directory.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, August 6th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Good morning, and welcome back.
Good morning.
It's always good seeing you.
It's good to see you, too.
I like that haircut.
Oh, thank you.
It looks great. How's your summer been so far?
What summer? Like, it's just, yeah, I mean, and I hear it from everyone, so it's a broken record, but it flew by.
Yep.
It's been plumb full, and I just finished my last camp in the park last night, and it's that mix of like, whew, I've been doing a lot, and I'm going to miss it. Like,
yeah,
saying goodbye to the kids, I'm like, I can't wait till next summer and see how big you guys got.
Yeah,
it's just incredible what that whole season does in terms of youth development.
Was the camp in the park pretty busy this summer?
Oh, it really was. And it was really fun to see returning families. For me, my kids are getting older. Getting a community around some young families. Last night, there was a great family that all arrived on bicycles. I'm like, you guys are a bike gang. This is awesome. and they know each other. And, you know, and then there'll be different folks where they come once this month and then they come again next month. And that whole, like, no strings attached. Some kids play on the playground the whole time. Others are like, yes, I want all the raw eggs on my head. And then I want to play with water balloons. And I mean, we had one week with the ninjas that I think was 43 kids.
Oh my goodness.
And then there's been other weeks, you know, where it's 15 to 20, but it's so fun. And we've got kids going into junior high and we have little ones crawling around and it just works.
Yeah.
It's a really, I don't know, fill your cup, get back down to basics kind of enjoyment.
You know, when I was younger, I had five older step siblings that were already moved up and moved out, had their own families. And so I kind of grew up with my mom and dad in this environment where there are always families visiting.
Yeah.
You know, every weekend, mom had something planned. Mm. Someone was always coming over for coffee all the time. The house was kind of the social hub, and there were always little ones running around playing games, and babies were always, you know, laid out on the floor and having fun. And then I got older and it's just quiet.
Mm.
And you think, you know, I'm going to enjoy that. But then you start missing.
For a bit.
For a bit. Yeah. Yeah. For a bit.
Yeah.
And raised my own daughter. And now she's off at college. And it's just, you know, you could say it's a bit of the empty nest syndrome, you know, where you're like, I miss having the screams in the house every once in a while and the laughter. Because it just gets so quiet.
Oh, yeah. And I think about when my kids were little and I was probably in such a fog. I couldn't see it then. But now that we're out of that fog, I just see how many people who just chose to be parts of their lives in these big and little ways. And just like you said, you know, it's someone coming and going. It's those micro relationships. Everett was a member of the Y, and he, when my girls would lose teeth, would be like, well, I'm a certified tooth fairy in the state of Wyoming, would show this like little card to him. And, you know, if here's the dollar, you're going to have to write me a receipt. And it's just such a cool thing for kids to have a lot of people that chose to just be around them. And I see other kids' behaviors and I'm like, it's a hoot. Yeah. I'm not directly attached.
I'm not responsible for that. That's awesome.
But you know, in a selfish way, I hope somebody looks back and is like, that's really cool. She did that with us. You know, like I think that that's, it's such an interplay between it's really good for kids and it's really good for us who, you know, my youngest going into junior high, there's not much of that interest in painting her face or doing those things anymore.
And all the little kid things are gone, aren't they?
And to know, like at the Y, you can always plug in that way.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes I'm like, oh, and I'm so glad to go home under my air conditioning in my quiet house. But, you know, you get a... take a little trip back to it.
That was another thing that Mom always said. It's always great having grandkids because I get to hand them back.
Yeah. You
know, I get to hand them back at the end of the day. But I'll tell you what, folks, if you're out there, you got your little ones at the house right now, maybe they're driving you crazy because we all know how that is. But these are the years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that really enjoy them. Now, last time we spoke, we touched on a certification through Presidium.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, I think it's safe to say it's going great. We're still learning. They came, they did their visit in person. It was not scary. You know, kudos to our community. They were like, you know, usually small towns really struggle with these things in terms of actually putting these compliance because they're like, oh, that doesn't happen in our town.
Yeah.
Our kids are safe. We don't have to worry. We know everyone. And, big shout out to Alicia Knight, our senior director of youth, who kind of went through the 2 years of training and writing the policies and initiating all these pieces that they were like, we just are so impressed by this YMCA and how you've embraced these policies, including when the auditor showed up. We stopped her at the front desk and asked for her driver's license to check her in. Good. And she goes, you know, the amount of Y's that just usher me past, and that's the first check on their thing you didn't stop me. And so they have a month to give us back their report with anything they would see we need to rectify. And then we have 90 days to do whatever, you know, corrective measures. And then the hope would be in October, they bring to a panel, a national panel, our YMCA profile, what they, you know, saw on their visit, what we've rectified, and hopefully would endorse us to be certified. And so it's been a long time coming, and it hasn't been always fun. You know, it's not fun to formalize things that we just love in a small town, that you don't have to get too bureaucratic. You don't have to, you know, have so many rules and checks in place. And yet, I'm pretty proud of the staff to still be our local Y and do things that we know studies show small towns are not immune from awful things happening to kids. Yeah. And we see it in our, you know, Sheridan, Johnson County area in the news. It's bad things happen to kids in small towns, and the YMCA needs to be there to set some of those new standards of how do we protect kids.
Exactly. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of law enforcement over the years.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've noticed that does not exist is it can't happen here.
Right.
It can't happen here. Well, that doesn't exist anywhere because, you know, unfortunately, all kinds of horrible things happen everywhere. And we have to take measures to protect our children first and then kind of everything else second.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
Well, and I fully agree. And one of the things we'll hear is, well, back in the good old days at the Y, back in the good old days of Sheridan. And if you've watched crime documentaries, it's always small towns. And it was back in the good old days. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of those things that they're showing statistically, it's always happened. we are just a lot more transparent in the way our communication, our news, that accountability piece, knowing, you know, just because it's a family member, just because it's a neighbor, doesn't mean bad things don't happen. And so I think it's just pulling the wool off of our eyes and not saying, well, things are so bad now. No, we just know more to be going upstream to figure out how you stop these things from happening rather than cover them up, pretend they're not happening, all of those psychological responses.
Exactly. Which a lot of those things ended up leading us to where we are today.
Right.
You know, so I think it's fantastic that accountability, transparency is being taken by organizations, leadership within the Y. I greatly appreciate that. As someone, you know, as a father, I couldn't even have imagined. So it's great to see these steps being taken. Yes, there's a little more bureaucracy behind it all. It's going to have to take place. But at the same time, it is worth the effort. And speaking of the effort, you said that she spent 2.5 years trying to get all of this stuff done for her certifications. How long would you say the Y has really been working on this as an organization locally?
So we started doing the self-assessments over 10 years ago. And we're, so at first, and I think I've shared this before, we would do these exhaustive self-assessments that would take a couple days to even complete. Then you got your report. And, you know, some of these scores were like, it's like my daughter taking her driver's license test for the first time. I was like, oh my gosh, we have so much to work on. And what it would do was prioritize it. So it's like, of course, there's working with youth, there's massive amounts of risk. Mm-hmm. So what we would prioritize is you guys work on these things. So we were doing corrective measures every year. And then in the last 2 years, they're like, now this assessment really is, how do you get your score to, I think it's a 90%. And that is, I mean, it, in the world of school, we're like, of course, the Y in Sheridan, Wyoming wants to be above a 90%. But in terms of what you have to do, it's a huge, huge lift to get to that point.
Getting to 90%,
right?
Daily operation.
Oh, it's
getting that last 10%. Holy cow.
Yeah. It's so much. And so, I would say it's been 10 plus years and that 2.5 years of like, we're fully in. It's not just about the improvement game. It's about like exceeding all of these local state expectations. I mean, expectations our schools don't even, you know, like I'll go to school. I'm like, oh, they're just, those kids are both going to the bathroom at the same time unattended. And we know that child on child abuse is the number one thing. It's not a scary stranger. It's another cute kid. And so, instead of being like, well, we're complying with the local expectation. But now it's like, we are complying with what we know statistically and with the data is what's really going to happen. And how do we put in as many safeguards as possible to protect kids in our care?
Is there a way that you can look at those? Well, and I'm sure that, you know, Presidium is, maybe they're not the ones who really hand you more of the do it this way. They may be more of the we see the result and, you know, kind of judge the result. The practices and procedures themselves, are you developing those in-house, or does Presidium or another organization provide those for you so that you can implement them?
So they are primarily developed in-house. So they'll say you need to have policies that cover these things. How you go about it is up to you, but then you need to write that out. And we'll say that works or that doesn't work. So, you know, like they did say kids under the age of 12 have to be in supervised programs or with a parent. How we go about that is up to us. And so some YMCAs just say, well, kids under 12 can't come in the building. Check. For us, we're like, gosh, we're right down the hill from the junior high.
Yeah.
And so we've put a huge investment and have wrote grants and have received local funding to say, for those sixth graders who aren't 12, we're going to create a whole program that's a cool hangout spot that's still not what they would view as after school childcare. And Presidium was like, whoa, that's really awesome that you're willing to do that. Most wise just say, well, we'll just change the policy and say you can't come in anymore. And for us locally, we're like, that doesn't feel good. So we're just telling kids to turn around as if they're going to be safer out on the street than with us. And so we've had a lot of local autonomy on how you're going to do this.
Well, that's pretty amazing because that's, you know, you would think these are the standards you want me to hit. Mm-hmm. How do I get there?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the easy road. But at the same time, I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel. So instead of seeing it that way, you saw an opportunity. And that's fantastic. You know, where we're not going to go by this standard of just turn them away.
Right.
We'll reinvent a whole thing.
Right.
We'll take the time to actually learn how to do this right and then implement it for this very specific age group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could just have taken the back seat and said, you know, that specific age group, it's just a time where they can't be in the Y.
Sure.
Like you said, turn them away. Mm-hmm. But instead, you went and made a whole program. Let's talk about that program just a little bit. Let's go ahead and talk about that, and then we'll take a commercial, because I do like the idea of this. It is so important for kids, because I'm not a little kid, but I'm not a young adult as of yet. This is a difficult little age.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
So it's called the Big Six After School Program, and we'll be launching it this fall. Kids are already registering. It's free registration. We went to every fifth grade graduating class this last spring and talked to the kids. And let me tell you, they're awesome kids, and they are so excited. And they're, I think, a little like the mystery of, I'm going to junior high and I don't know what I do after school.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works. And they were like, we want to see what color the walls are in our cool new hangout spot. How much does the concession stand cost? What games will be available? Like, I can't even think. It maybe 80 plus questions at every elementary school. And they were incredible. And we just had a QR code. We sent home a thing. Lots of kids registered. We're assuming a lot of kids in the first couple weeks. But it just goes from 3:45. You know, they get out of school, roll down the hill. It's in the Outpost, which is the former Kids Life building in the basement. So they get the whole giant floor to themselves, which is awesome. And we'll have staff run in the kind of cafe, you know, concession area that is overseeing the program. So it's not necessarily that they are, you know, saying, nope, today's after school childcare craft is this, we're doing this, but it's a hangout spot that still has some of those safe boundaries. A lot of kids will say, what I'm worried about after school is being around my peers without anyone looking out for us.
Yeah.
Because sometimes trying out that new adolescent freedom is pretty terrifying. And maybe you as a kid are like, I'm a rule follower.
Yeah. My daughter was a rule follower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your peer might be a freedom. Let's try out this in all the wrong ways. And so, it has been interesting how much they seem to be comforted knowing there are adults there.
Yeah.
And so this will run just that Monday through Friday, and they just register online. And, but they will put their cell phones away when they get there, and their parents have to sign them out. And so it won't be a, I'm signing myself out and we're going to have a fight in the front yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a, as soon as I come in today, I've chose to stay here till I get picked up, and I won't be on my cell phone the whole time. So those are the things that, you know, you forfeit coming in, is that you can't be on a messenger app the whole time. That we want kids to be playing games, doing things together. And we've got some cool stuff down there for them to just hang out together.
I think that's a fantastic opportunity for kids, because they are in this time period in their life and level of development where they are going to be developing certain habits going forward. And I know a lot of people worry, you know, about the cell phone habit.
Mm-hmm.
You drive around town, how many heads are down?
Oh my gosh.
Now,
yeah.
That being said, I'll admit I'm watching videos and stuff on mine all the time. You know, every time I get a break, I head out, watch a video or learn about something, whatever. But it is still that head down habit into the black screen. And so it's great to see, put them away,
mm-hmm.
learn a new game, make a new friend, start an activity and honestly wear yourself out. You know, that yes. comes with it yes. right along. And it is absolutely free.
Yeah, absolutely.
So parents only have to do go down to the Y, register their kid, and just tell the little one, hey, buddy, when you're done here at school, you're going to head right over to the Y. You're going to check in. You're going to turn your cell phone off, put it in your backpack or whatever policy you have, and you're going to have some fun before I come grab you.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And instead of isolating this right. age group, you've made them special.
Right. And yeah, some of the kids who were going in the seventh grade were like, no fair. Why wasn't this here last year?
Yeah.
Because the other thing we heard is we do not want to be in the Y at large with the eighth graders. And so as an adult, it's so funny to think about how for a sixth grader, an eighth grader is terrifying.
A giant.
A yeah. giant. Just They're a giant. So mature. And so it's been great learning for us in terms of where we've seen relief in those yeah. incoming sixth graders.
That's fantastic. Giving them an equal playing field during a very tough age. I think that's really good. I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County YMCA when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
There are a lot of payment companies out there now, Riley.
But only one has local people right here when you need help.
Let me guess, First Federal Bank and Trust?
Absolutely. Whether it's AutoBooks for online payments or Tap to Local that turns your smartphone into a payment terminal, you'll have local support from our cash management team every step of the way.
Local technology backed by local people who are your neighbors and trusted friends.
Discover both at efirstfederal.bank. Member FDIC.
The media attacks him. The insiders attack him. The political establishment attacks him. Why? Because Chuck Gray gets results. Chuck Gray stood with President Trump and fought to keep President Trump on the ballot. And he defended election integrity, requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Chuck stopped a massive foreign-owned wind project from taking over Wyoming land. And stopped China, because Chuck Gray will always take the fight to America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down, and neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
Saving money on your next lighting project at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Menards has a variety of styles and finishes to complement your decor, match your unique style, and add a comfortable and inviting atmosphere to any space. Shop our great in-stock and online selection of Patriot Lighting, and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's that time of year again. Crazy Days is coming to historic downtown Sheridan on August 6th, 7th, and 8th. Bring your friends, grab a coffee or lunch at one of our amazing restaurants or coffee shops, and spend the day in shop till you drop, 80s style. Throw on your brightest neon, tease up your hair, and head downtown for crazy savings at your favorite local businesses. You'll find sidewalk sales, curb sales, in-store specials, and deals you won't want to miss. For a complete list of participating businesses, visit the Downtown Sheridan Association Facebook page.
The Sheridan Media Online Marketplace is now open through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, it's your chance to score big local savings. Hungry? Need a night out? Tackling a project? Looking to treat yourself? Start here at SheridanMedia.com. Save up to half what you'd normally pay on local restaurants, entertainment, health services, hardware, and a lot more. Now, if you spot something you love, click it, buy it, done. Sheridan Media Online Marketplace, open now through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Lloyd Whiting, and this morning We're laughing with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Now, I got kind of sidetracked, Liz.
Weird.
As you and I tend to do. But I do want to touch on some fantastic things that are coming up. First off, fall soccer. We talk about it a lot, but it is a fantastic program. Could you throw me some details about this? Are we still taking registrations?
Yes. So you can register through August 21st. Next week, we're closed for annual maintenance closing, but you can still go online and register. The program goes August 31st through October 7th. So hopefully we can like have no snow in September and get right through. And it's cool. It's $55 for member, $65 for a non-member, and $10 discount if you have a jersey already at home. So we have the renewable jerseys. And so brothers and sisters pass them down and we can just reduce that cost because you can just bring it and get another season out of it.
Now, for folks, maybe they just got here, maybe they don't have that type of equipment, but they want to get their little one into soccer, what do they need to do?
Sure. If you register and if it's just I don't know if they're going to like soccer, call down to Jake Mack at the Y. We've got extra cleats and shin guards, all the things. We can get the jersey, you know, like it's very simple to get them going. They're all volunteer coaches and refs, which is just incredible and heartwarming. And like all Y sports, you know, everybody plays, everybody wins. It's a good time. You don't have to be like, well, if my kid is not on course to be a Division I athlete, no worries. And who knows?
It might pick it up.
That's right. This is the age.
And you never know until you actually give it a shot. Something that I wish I would have done a lot more when I was in my own youth is team sports. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really value the team until I joined the military, and then it wasn't like it was a hard transition or anything, but I saw the individuals who had gone through team sports and they had a totally different understanding of it than anybody else. So absolutely valuable, folks. Let's talk about the Safe Sitter class. This is a class that I absolutely love because when I was a kid, all of my sitters were just the teenage girl who lived down the road.
Sure.
Come on down. I'll give you $10. Just keep an eye on him for an hour and a half. Yeah. You know? But this one teaches you how to be a good safe sitter.
Yes. And we've had this class for years. Polly Saywell at the Y, thank goodness, just went through the certification so we could keep it going. And it's for ages 11 to 13 years old. We're going to have a session on August 7th and a different session on September 12th. So it's usually a Saturday. It's going to be a full morning going into early afternoon. You bring a lunch. And it's awesome. So you get a whole pack of essential supplies. You learn, you know, the safety pieces, how to deal with behaviors, how to transition into babysitting. So a kiddo who's like, check, I went to safe sitter, isn't got a 2-month-old infant the next week that they're watching. How can they like verbalize those things around, you know, I'd really like to start by babysitting a 7-year-old that's potty trained and these pieces. Maybe my first babysitting isn't for 6 kids.
Yeah.
You know, just those things that when you're 12 and someone asks you to do it, if you don't have a frame of reference, you're like, oh, okay. And to as much protect the kiddos in your care, but also protect these young boys and girls who are working on their first job.
Yeah.
And so that they don't get in over their heads.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. What's the best way for me to register for that and get my little one in there?
Down at the Y or online.
Okay. We talked about the Big Six after school program. That is free, folks. You got yourself a 6th grader. They need somewhere to go. They're not quite a teenager yet, but they're not a little kid. This program is designed for them. Get them in there. Now, you did touch on the fact that the Y will be closing August 8th.
Yes. So August 8th through the 16th, it is our annual maintenance closing for, you know, I'm going on 19 years. It's always been there. It's 2 weekends and 5 work days. And we do everything. So we'll start draining the pool on Friday night. We'll be scrubbing and cleaning the lap pool this year. We'll be waxing all the floors. We'll be refinishing gym floors. We will have every contractor in town at the Y. Interior Images comes down and fixes all of our tile work, which is incredible. And painting, I mean, You name it, we're doing it, plus the deep clean. So every corner, and it's a great time. We get new equipment out on the floor. So you can come back and it's, you know, Christmas at the Y and you're excited to be back. The building smells awesome. But a lot of folks are like, why can't you just do it around my schedule? Like, can't you just close little parts at once? The amount of things going on at once, it would be terrifying to think of a time this wouldn't be a safety issue in the Y. I mean, we're replacing lights up on big lifts. We're repainting the parking lot. Mm. All of those things are going on in one big, I don't know if you've seen those remodel shows where they come. That's how the week is for us. And it's exciting and it's a little lackluster too in terms of like, well, at my house, I can clean and still function in it. And, you know, we've got 130,000 square feet of building and we're going to hit it all.
Okay. Now, one more thing before I let you go. Yes. If I'm looking for a job, what's the best way for me to apply?
So you can apply online. You can come down to the front desk. We've got QR codes there. And it's a great season. We're shifting staff as high school kids go back. We're hoping for our college kids. We're really hoping for our retired folks. We're like, I really want 5 to 6 hours a week. We've got lots of part-time and full-time positions. We always are talking to our daytime swimmers. If you are a swimmer and you love those pools open from 5:30 in the morning till 8 at night, consider lifeguarding, because that's a lot of hours when all those high schoolers go back to school to figure out our lifeguards. And so across the board, from assistant teacher, custodian, after school assistants, all the way to weight room and lifeguards and exercise instructors, it's just the season. If you've been thinking about it, coming with a Y membership as part of the deal, it's a great lifestyle move.
There you go. Gives you something to do. Makes you part of the community if you're looking to get more involved. Liz, I want to thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure seeing you, my friend. All right. When we return, we're going to speak at the Wild Performing Arts and Education Center. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
Riley, collecting donations for nonprofits shouldn't be complicated. Can you help us out there?
Yes, we can. That's why nonprofits love AutoBooks from First Federal Bank and Trust.
How easy is it?
Share a payment link, display a QR code, or create a checkout page. Donors can give in seconds, and the funds go directly into your First Federal account.
Simple for the organization, simple for the donor.
Learn more at efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Joe Biden and the radical Democrats spent recklessly, raised your taxes, and tried to shut down American energy. Their EPA went after Wyoming ranches and farms. The result? Record prices and inflation. Conservative Steve Freese has a plan to make life affordable again.
People ask me, why does everything cost so much? It's simple. Politicians tax too much and spend too much. As a businessman, I know the value of a dollar and how to balance a budget. Take it from me, we can cut spending. Politicians just have to try. In Congress, I'll tighten government's belt. We'll cut outright fraud and keep taxes low. And more energy production means everything costs less.
Steve's plan? Lower taxes, less regulation, stop the fraud, end the reckless spending, produce more Wyoming energy.
I'm Steve Freese, and I approve this message because I want to keep your money in your pocket.
Paid for by Freeze for Wyoming.
Calling all art lovers. Local arts organizations have joined forces again to present the Collective Arts Festival Saturday, August 8th at Whitney Commons in downtown Sheridan. This free family-friendly event will include live music headlined by the Imaginaries, as well as art demos, children's art activities, and artisan booths, along with food trucks and a beer garden. The Collective Arts Festival Saturday, August 8th, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Whitney Commons Park.
The need is growing, the funding isn't. Today, 1 in 4 Sheridan County residents is 65 or older. As our senior population grows, the cost of providing services continues to rise while funding no longer keeps pace. On August 18th, vote yes to create a countywide senior citizen service district. Your vote will protect vital services like transportation, meals, wellness programs, and other services offered through the Hub on Smith that help our seniors remain independent. The district could levy up to 2 mills on taxable property to support these programs, with no levy taking effect before July 2027. The amount would be set each year by a voter-elected board of trustees, and every 4 years, voters would decide whether to renew the district. A single levy would generate $623,000 for programs serving Sheridan County seniors. Lives supported, independence preserved. Learn more at SheridanCountySeniorDistrict.org. Paid for by Sheridan County for Seniors 2026 PAC.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and for a second part this morning, we are joined by WIO Performing Arts and Education Center Executive Director Aaron Butler. Good morning. Welcome
good morning.
Back.
Oh, you thanks.
And I, you and I saw got to see each other rather recently.
I know, twice in 1 week.
It's great.
It's awesome.
I love having you here.
When I said to Bob upstairs I was going public pulsing.
There you go.
It's a verb now.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
It's an action.
That's right.
Now, one thing I just want to touch on real quick.
Yeah.
Folks, the Bighorn Arts Collective is having their third annual arts festival. This is going to be in the Whitney Commons, if I remember right, 2 p.m.
Correct.
2 p.m.
2 to 8.
Mm-hmm. 2 to 8, mm-hmm. August 8th.
Yes, this Saturday.
So get on out there, folks. Fantastic performances going on. See art of all kinds. And there's going to be vendors. There's going to be food. So head on out there and see what Sheridan has to offer. Now, mm-hmm. the WIO is getting ready to kick off another exciting season. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, this season.
Most?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things. I am particularly interested in vaudeville, though, which is next week, actually. So there's vaudeville first, and then our season happens. But for the season, we're opening with Roseanne Cash, which I think a lot of people are familiar with her and her work. And she'll be joined by her husband, John Leventhal. So we're really excited. She's somebody we've been hoping to host at the WIO for a few years now. And we're finally able to get her to come.
For those who aren't familiar with her, is she country? Is she folk?
You know, I would say a blend of that. So she fits in like the category of like Joan Baez.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Kind of. There's like some blues elements to her music. It's not country. Like it's not like Patsy Cline country, right? But it does have like a country feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she's the daughter of Johnny Cash. So
he was extremely versatile.
Absolutely.
I mean, extremely.
Yeah. So some influences from him and his music there. But she, in her own right, is, you know, she's created her own fame. She's created her own catalog. And she released something. I can't remember the name of the album recently. But she has a fairly recent release with her and her husband, which is getting a lot of attention. And again, it's not country, but it's like, I don't know what the gray area between like country and like folk, I don't know, sort of like lives there.
What did the Johnny, you know, sang everything from blues to yeah. folk music
yeah.
to country,
yeah.
outlaw country.
For sure.
I miss the days of outlaw country.
Oh my gosh,
really do,
I know.
You know?
Well, Ellis Bullard, so speaking of our season, we have a gentleman, you mentioned outlaw country, Ellis Bullard is his name. He's like really, he has that very strong vibe, sort of that outlaw country honky tonk thing. Super talented. He's going to be here in November, and he's another one of those sort of country, but maybe not pop country sort of things.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a guy I think you might dig if you like that outlaw country thing.
I'll tell you, I really do. Mm-hmm. When we listen to country in the car, we tend to go back in time.
No, for sure.
Bit, you know, I really love George Jones mm-hmm. and all of his crew
mm-hmm.
from back in the day. Now let's talk about the new Vaudevillians. This is Friday, August 14th.
Yeah, next Friday.
Now, yes. For people who haven't experienced this show before, what is vaudeville? Because they got to know the word,
oh
but what is it really?
Gosh, it's fast-paced. It's fun.
It's a variety show. It is a variety show. So the sort of the impetus for vaudeville happened so many years ago. I think this is like, I mean, you're like 15 or 16. It's been a long time running, yeah, the new vaudevillians. And it was started for two reasons. One, because at the time, the YO was not, you know, our season doesn't run through the summer. So our season ends in May, actually officially after the youth spring musical. But there was a time that there wasn't a lot happening. There wasn't a lot of activity. Ron Kenzie, who was a board member, and Kathy McNichol sort of came up with this really fun idea of like, what if we did like a vaudeville show? Because the YO is the oldest operating vaudevillian theater in Wyoming. So we wanted to like pay homage to that history and also provide opportunities for local talent to, it's like low effort in terms of rehearsal.
Yeah.
So we have two technical rehearsals, and then they, of course, practice on their own, and then we put on the show.
So this is like an old school variety show that we used to be able to watch on TV. We don't have a lot of those anymore.
Right.
I can't even think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
This is just, hey, here's our next act. It could be anything. Could be somebody singing a song. Could be someone training their cat to jump through fire.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So comedy.
Comedy.
Bit of
magic.
Oh,
there's some monologues. We have some poetry. Some like storytelling, of course, a ton of really wonderful music. We have the band always, directed by Kathy McNichol. So the new vaudevillian band. So everything is live. I mean, there are a few pieces. We do have a dance number that requires a recorded track, but for the most part, all the music's live. There's a lot of any audience participation. It's very fun. It's very funny. It's extremely unique, I think. I don't know of another place that does something like this.
Yeah, neither do I. Can't even think of one.
No, and so it's a great way to sort of wrap up the summer and enjoy a really fun evening, the YO, with a lot of, it's all local folks. It's everyone who performs is local. And sometimes there are people who don't live here now, but have lived here before, and they're coming back for the summer for some reason.
Who doesn't want to play at the Y?
Yeah, so they're just like, they're just picking up their instrument and playing, a tune or two just for this particular show. So it's really fun.
Those tickets are on sale now.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So make sure you get out there, folks. This is happening Friday, August 14th. Fantastic date night stuff right here.
So fun.
So moving on down the line. You've got, you sent me your season schedule.
Yep.
And it looks packed.
Yeah.
Did you try to fit more shows in, or is this about average?
So one thing we did differently with the schedule that I sent you, so people will be getting their postcard. A lot of folks may be familiar with this postcard that sort of outlines everything. We'll be dropping those in the mail early next week. But essentially, the things that have been added on there are the YO Play performances. So in the past, we haven't included them. This year, we thought it was helpful, and also they are part of who we are.
Absolutely.
So we should add those elements on there. So yeah, so it is full. Of course, we always have things happening. And between all the things that are YO theater events that we host, of course, we're always hosting a lot of rental events. And in fact, I think we have a wedding reception, next Saturday.
Wow, so, at the YO.
Yeah, yeah.
Fancy.
They're using the tandem hall, the third floor. So
I'll tell you, I always love the idea of YO Play. I love the program itself and the fact that it gets kids, these creative little kids that jump up and they're able to express themselves in all kinds of ways. And it's just great to see. But then I think to myself, one day they will be able to look at somebody and say, hey, man, I played the YO.
Heck yeah. Well, that just happened.
Good.
Floyd, I'm going to digress from your thing because you mentioned this and I think it's so cool. So this gentleman, Aaron Everett, he has a band called Maskell, and they just rented the theater a couple weeks ago. And they are based in Fort Collins. And so they rented the YO and they had their performance. And he sent me this email afterwards and he was like, thank you so much. Your staff was great. We love the YO. It was a dream come true. And I thought, well, that's cool. I mean, I knew he was from here originally. And then I found out later from our technical director, Verl, that he had been visiting with Aaron, and Aaron grew up here. And he saw like Star Wars at the YO Theater and these cool things. And once he moved away, he's always had this fantasy of like coming back and performing at the YO Theater.
My big return.
And right. He did it.
Yeah.
And it was literally his dream come true. It was so cool. It was so cool. And so stuff like that is just really special, you know?
It gets you.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because we do tend, you know, once we're in a situation or you go into the YO every day, going up to that office, and mm-hmm. I'm not saying you haven't lost, you know, that you've lost your appreciation mm-hmm. for it, but it becomes a daily routine.
For sure.
Yeah, the YO.
Yeah.
I'm at the YO.
Right.
You know,
yep.
Sure, day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
The grandeur of the YO
mm-hmm.
is something really special.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to remind ourselves of that.
Sure.
Every once in a while, stop and look at it. Take a good look at that big matinee and the lights mm-hmm. and the massive stage and realize the history behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And how great it is for some people just to lay eyes on it for the first time.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, with this season
yes.
being as busy as it is,
yep.
can I get a season ticket? Mm-hmm. Are there like season packages available?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So our season is vast. We have a lot of things that are part of what the YO presents. Within those things, we have selected 10 of maybe the top performances that we think people will be most interested in to be part of what we call the Center Stage Series.
Okay.
So if you were to buy the Center Stage Series tickets, it includes all the things in that series, 10 performances, not necessarily everything, every single thing at the YO Theater. But it's a great way to, it's a great gift. It's a great thing for you and your spouse, or your partner. And it's really fun to look forward to these things because it's a huge variety.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, so for example, the first event in the Center Stage Series is a pianist, Mackenzie Melamed, who's playing a program called Keys Across America. And that's something that is celebrating America's 250, right? So he's a pianist. That's number one. And then later in the season, you get the opportunity to go see the International African Acrobats.
Oh, wow.
So, right. So they're vastly different. But everything that's included is, A, going to maybe provide you with something you haven't seen before or haven't heard before. Or simply just something you're going to enjoy that you have seen before. For example, our Christmas show this year is A Christmas Carol. So there's a touring production that we're going to be presenting at the YO. So that's part of the season or the series. Anyway, there's a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. And you get the 10 high marks.
Yeah.
The selections, and as you said, vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great opportunity for someone to invest for their time, because a lot of times you get folks, and myself included, I've tried to attend more plays. I've
sure.
tried to attend more productions. And every time I get there, I don't regret it.
Yeah.
I sit there and think, man, I almost didn't come to this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I almost found an excuse to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been to one show that I regretted.
Yeah.
So the more I get kind of drug out by the wife, the more mm-hmm. willing I am.
Well, yeah.
to Good get job. Out there and
Thank
do
you,
it.
Emmy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the more we expose ourselves to these fantastic performances, speeches, even just someone sitting up there reading prose, it opens something in us. So I think it's a great opportunity, you know. Do I like these things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, buy a season ticket, attend all of it,
mm-hmm.
and by the end of the season, I'll bet, you know, maybe you're not addicted, but you certainly want to do it again.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. And the other benefit to getting a package like that is that it's less expensive. So it's 15, I think it's more over 15% off of what you would normally pay. If you were paying for every single one of those shows separately, this is an incredible discount. And if you can't make a performance, you can always give those tickets to your friends.
Yeah.
And what a cool gift.
Yeah.
You know? So,
a great date night.
For sure.
You know, I'll tell you what, everyone who's been together for 40 years plus always tells me, you know, go out on dates. Oh, keep dating.
And you need something to look forward to. This is something I've realized. Like, you just have to have that thing. Even if it's just a show.
Yeah.
It's on your calendar. That's the thing I'm going to go do in 2 weeks or whatever it is. It's a motivator. I find it to be like really, it just helps me get through my days in a more positive way, you know?
And it gives you an excuse to get out the good dress.
And that, yeah.
Put on that nice cowboy
Absolutely.
Hat. And head to the theater.
Sure.
You know, that's one thing that I've always loved about the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there and it looks like some people, man, I just came from the field. I was mm-hmm. busy all day, but I wanted to see this show.
Mm-hmm.
Still got my farm stuff on.
Right.
And then you look next to them and they're having a conversation with somebody who's got their fanciest stuff on.
Absolutely.
And the Wild loves it all.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, how do I buy one of these season passes and where can I check on that schedule?
Yeah, thank you. YOtheater.com. So Roseanne Cash tickets are available now. They just went on sale yesterday. I will say that show is not part of the season series. So if you want those tickets, get them now. I would encourage you to do so.
Probably going to sell pretty dang fast.
I would think. So get those now. And then next week on Wednesday, the 12th, is when the season series, the Center Stage series, will go on sale. And those will be available only as a package for the next couple weeks. And then the single tickets will go on sale following
that. All right. Yeah. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in
again
this week.
It's always great
to see you. I greatly appreciate you, and I greatly appreciate the Wild and everything that you guys bring here for us to see.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Riley, picture this. I'm selling coffee at a community event.
Okay, Bob. I can't picture that, but go ahead.
Okay, play along, Riley. A customer says, do you take cards?
With Tap to Local from First Federal Bank and Trust, absolutely. Just use your smartphone to accept contactless payments.
No card reader?
Nope. No extra hardware, just your phone and the First Federal app.
That's one smart cup of coffee, Riley. Maybe you'll see me selling coffee.
I can't wait. Learn more at efirstfederal.bank. Member FDIC.
I'm Laurie Bratton, representative for House District 51. Are you tired of more government programs, more spending, more special interests? Somebody pays for all of that, and that somebody is you. Taxpayers deserve prioritizing essential services, fiscal responsibility, and representation that never forgets that you are the ones who pay for it. On August 18th, I'm asking for your vote. For more, go to laurieforwyoming.com. That's LAURIEFORWYOMING.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Laurie Bratton.
Dan Marshall here with Captain Clean. Your heating and cooling system are the lungs of your home or business, taking air in and breathing it out, directly affecting your indoor air quality. Normal day-to-day activity generates lots of contaminants and air pollutants such as dander, dust, and chemicals. Call today for your free HVAC cleaning estimate. It's 100% free, and nobody has the equipment or expertise to clean HVAC like we do. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
Hi, I'm County Commissioner Christy Haswell. I'm proud of my yes vote to support selecting a planning consultant in partnership with the City of Sheridan to begin updating our joint planning area plan that hasn't been updated since 2017. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Sheridan County's population grew by 7.5% between 2020 and 2025. As our community grows, we need proactive planning and leaders who vote to prepare for the future. Please vote to re-elect Christy Haswell on August 18th. Thank you. Paid for by Friends of Christy Haswell.
This is Ed McIntosh with your song requests on Classic Country Sunday. We're